poll, majority of likely voters don't attribute California wildfires to climate change. By Hannah Blow on September 26, 2020. A majority of likely voters across the country do not consider climate change the driving factor of catastrophic wildfires in the West, a Rasmussen Reports poll released Thursday showed. The survey asked likely voters, which is the more likely reason that wildfires in California are spreading? Climate change or a variety of other natural and human factors? A majority, or 54%, attributed it to a variety of other natural and human factors, while 41% said climate change, and 5% remained unsure. 29% also expressed the belief that the media coverage of wildfires has increased, whereas 57% believe there has been more wildfires this year than in past years. The survey, taken among 1,500 likely voters September 17 and September 21 to 22, has a margin of error of +/+2.5%. It comes as progressives continue to push their vision for a Green New Deal to address what they say is the impending threat of climate change. It's time for new leadership in our country. If we are elected, at Joe Biden and I will take seriously the changes in our climate and actively work to mitigate against the damage. It can't wait, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, said this month. She, alongside California Gavin Newsom, D, surveyed the damage in Fresno County this month but was later accused of using a family's burnt possessions for a photo op. Despite Harris's rhetoric, she has done very little legislatively to address the wildfires in her state specifically, focusing primarily on measures that focus on her party's greater climate change narrative. As Breitbart News reported, most recently, Harris sponsored the Climate Equity Act alongside radical Green New Deal champion Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. According to a press release, the legislation is meant to ensure that the United States government centers communities on the front lines of the climate crisis and policy related to climate and the environment. It defines frontline communities as those that have experienced systemic socioeconomic disparities, environmental racism, and other forms of injustice, including low-income communities, indigenous peoples, and communities of color. In July, she introduced the Environmental Justice for All Act, which focuses primarily on environmental justice and systemic racism. Nationally, 74 large fires have burned 3.7 million acres. To date, 44,174 wildfires have burned 7.1 million acres in the United States, the National Interagency Fire Center said in a Friday update. This is about 1 million more acres burned than the 10-year average. As of Friday, California reported 20 large fires. This week, Harris listed climate change as one of the primary issues that the next Supreme Court nominee will have to face. The Supreme Court makes decisions on issues that affect millions of Americans, including healthcare, the economy, our fight for racial justice, climate change, and more, Harris said, emphasizing her belief that the winner of the November 3 election should choose the nominee. President Trump is expected to formally announce his nominee Saturday evening.